Little Red walked on tiptoe, swelling his chest out.
Just tell me what you want doing, mate.
Scrod leaned close.
Keep an eye on the gang. Especially Dargle. That rat's getting too big for his boots. I want you to watch my back. Sort of be my second in command.
Red hid his delight, replying gruffly.
I'll do that. Just watch me. Soon, they'll be calling me Big Red. I won't let you down, mate.
Scrod patted the small fox's back.
Good. When I get this gang sorted out, we'll give you a proper vermin name. Big Red don't mean nothing. How does Bad Red sound to you, eh?
The young fox was squirming inside with joy. However, he kept his voice tough, in keeping with his new position.
Sounds great to me, mate. Bad Red, I like that. 'Tis a real killer's name, Bad Red.
After a fruitless night rambling through the woodland thickets, the gang watched a rose-tinged dawn break over the treetops. They were soaked through by heavy dew, which was dripping everywhere from boughs and leaves. Dargle's temper was on a short fuse. Emerging into a clearing on the bank of a stream, he struck out at Little Red with his spear haft.
Keep out of my way, runt. Every time you come near me, I get soaked with the water you knock off the bushes.
Red looked appealingly at Scrod. The big fox cast a glance of mock pity at Dargle and snarled scornfully.
Scared of a few drips of dew, are you? Look at us. We're all wet through. We ain't moaning.
Dargle faced up to Scrod right away.
Ha! Wet through and weary, and what for, eh? We never found the otter and the squirrel. Now, we just tramped around all night following you. And now we're good and lost. Some leader you are, Scrod.
The big fox bristled.
Don't talk, silly. We ain't lost.
It was Dargle's turn to sound scornful.
Oh, ain't we now? See that rowan tree? I marked it with me spear blade not long after we started marching. Look!
Flinky inspected the fresh scar on the rowan bark.
Aye, 'tis a new spear mark, sure enough. Dargle's right.
Leaning on his spear butt, the hefty rat grinned teasingly.
We've been going round in circles, mates, and now our great leader's got us lost. Well, Scrod?
The fox held his blade at the ready and challenged Dargle.
Even you're so clever, and you find a way. 'Tis easy to stand there talking all day, Dargle. Go on, show us how smart ye are, and find the right way.
The rat squatted down on his haunches, chuckling.
Sort out your own mess. I'm stopping here and resting.
Half-Chop ventured a suggestion.
Bullet would have sent Plum Nose to find a way, 'cause he's a good tracker.
Relief flooded through Scrod as he realised that Half-Chop had provided the solution to a sticky problem. Taking advantage, he quickly re-established his position as leader of the gang.
Right, Plum Nose, get on your way. Forget the two beasts we were tracking. They'll keep for another day. Find us the way to this Red Wall Abbey place. And report back here.
Always want to seize an opportunity. Flinky nodded his head admiringly.
Ah, that's a grand old move, Chief. I see you notice the fine campsite we're at. We can lay up here for a day or two and rest once we're sure of the way. Look it, we got a stream with fish and fresh water and lots of trees full of fat birds sitting on nests packed with eggs. The place is filled with roots and fruit and firewood.
Scrod looked sage.
That's what I was thinking. A day or two you'll freshen us up for the rest of the journey. We'll make camp. Rest a while, mates.
Only Plum Nose was not happy with the new plans. His huge nose wobbled from side to side as he complained.
Oh, it's not right. I'm dying too, you know.
Rog and Floggo, the Weasel Brothers, notched arrows to their bows and fired a pair of shafts near Plum Nose's paws.
You're the tracker, Plum. Now get going.
Ah, you could track a butterfly underwater with a hooter like that.
Throwing twigs and grass clumps at the unfortunate creature, the gang drove Plum Nose from the camp. Glad that they had not been selected to go tracking, they shouted after him.
Don't trip over your nose, Plum!
And don't sniff any big boulders up.
The tension was broken for the moment. Gathering wood and foraging for victuals, the gang busied themselves. Flinky dug a fire pit on the stream bank, singing a cheery ditty.
it's as lovely being a vermin, cause you lead a simple life. Leave the snuffling babes behind, run off from the nagging wife. There's naught to do but ramble and plunder on the way. Just look bold, Rob, all you can hold, and bid them all good day. A vermin, it's what I'll always be. I'm basing vile, cause that's my style, and I'll peg ye envy me.